Merry Christmas, dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
Merry Christmas.
Our text today is from the Old Testament reading, Isaiah 52, especially verse 10, which says, "The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." This is our text. How do you put in human terms what our God has done and who he is? How do you describe in a way that we as fallen, earthborn creatures can relate to? This is how Isaiah says it. The Lord has bared his holy arm. Or in other places, as the scriptures speak about the right hand of God acting on behalf of his people. He has shown strength and power on behalf of those who belong to him. Or we might say it this way today. We might say that he's flexed his holy muscle. We might say that he's shown strength with his grip. It's a striking metaphor. This image of his holy arm speaks to his power in creation and to his faithful rescue and salvation of his people. What has the arm of the Lord done? If you flip all the way back to the beginning, you could say that it is the arm of the Lord by which all things were made. Really, his word, as he spoke everything into creation. But we picture him forming and fashioning this entire world and everything on it over 6 days. And at the crown of the creation, fashioning with his holy arm a man from the dust of the earth and a woman from the side of the man. His holy arm at work creating the world. But not only in the creation, also in the redemption of the world. For after man fell into sin, after man's arms became bound in slavery, laid low in the dust of death, God would act again with his holy arm. You might know the definitive events of redemption from the Old Testament. The two that jump out are the Exodus out of Egypt and God's deliverance of his people from exile in Babylon. And this is how he describes his work there. When the people of Israel were enslaved in Egypt, when their arms were making bricks to build Egyptian monuments, God sent Moses, "Say to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment." And then God stretched out his arm. He brought the 10 plagues, culminating with the final plague, the death of the firstborn, but the deliverance of his people through the Passover. And then he led them with his arm across the Red Sea. Moses taught the people to sing in praise to God's outstretched arm and right hand. When they were delivered from Pharaoh and his might, this is what they sang. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. Shortly before he died, when Moses was reminding God's people of all that he had done, he said in the book of Deuteronomy over and over again, "Remember how God brought you out of Egypt with his outstretched arm." They ended in captivity again, however. after straying from God's ways, after pursuing idolatry and sin, God allowed the king of Babylon to take them into exile, 1,000 miles away. But this is what God said through the prophet Ezekiel. I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you out of the countries where you are scattered with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out. After 70 years, God brought his people back. With his holy outstretched arm, he delivered them from captivity and restored them to the land of promise. The Psalms look back to these deliverances. Psalm 98, which we spoke in the intro it already, looked back to how God delivered with his mighty outstretched arm and how God would bring a greater deliverance still. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. And as the prophet Isaiah said, the Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Why must God bear his holy arm to deliver his people? It's because of the weakness of his people, because of the need of his people, because of the way in which their arms, our arms, have been enslaved to sin and will lie still in death. We might consider in our own lives, what is it that our arms and our hands have done? How have they been used? To honor our God or to serve our neighbor, or perhaps to act in sin and unholiness? God has seen our need still. Just as he saw the need of the people of Israel for an outstretched arm to deliver them, just as he saw the need of his people in exile for a right hand to bring them out, so he sees our need as well. The need that we have for his holy arm to be bared, his power and his strength to be shown over our sin and over death that holds us and over the devil who tempts us. After Mary conceived in her womb by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Savior of the world, she sang this song. His mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. His holy arm. It's a beautiful metaphor of his creative power, of his steadfast love and mercy, of his rescue and redemption of his people. But here's the amazing thing we celebrate today. It is not just a metaphor. The Lord has bared his holy arm is not just a picture put in human words for us to relate to how God has saved us. No, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh. The outstretched and holy arm became flesh. The feet that bring good news became flesh. The right hand of the Lord became flesh. But what flesh he became? Gestating for 9 months in the womb. You've probably seen the pictures that we have today, which Mary certainly didn't have 2,000 years ago. So early in gestation, the arms budding and the hands and fingers budding and the legs budding on this little child in the womb, stretching out and lengthening and taking on muscle and tone. The Lord has bared his holy arm, but how little that arm is, reaching for his mother. How weak that arm is when he's first laid in the manger. does not even have the muscle tone to grasp. And yet the scriptures have said, a little child shall lead them. The Lord has bared his holy arm. And it is not the arm of the strongest man on earth. It is not the arm of the richest or most powerful. It's the arm of his only begotten Son, born of the Virgin Mary. That is the holy arm that the Lord has bared to bring about our deliverance and our redemption, to fight for us against sin and Satan and death and hell. And what an arm it is. The arm of the Lord that would bless and distribute 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed thousands of people. The arm of the Lord that would stretch out over the storm and cause it to become still. The arm of the Lord that would touch the lame and the mute and the deaf so that they can leap and sing and hear. The arm of the Lord that stopped caskets on the way to the grave and raised the dead that they might live again. The Lord has bared his holy arm. And this is no metaphor, but it is reality. The Word became flesh and took on an arm for us. And Isaiah would point us not only to the miracles that he has worked, but in Isaiah 53, he says this, who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And then he speaks of the arms that were stretched out for us upon the cross, of the hands that had the nails driven into them, of the arms that looked like they had no strength and were wrapped in linen cloths and laid in the tomb. And then he rose again from the dead, his holy arm still outstretched, still bared, still bringing salvation, still granting triumph over our enemies, still being the strength that we need in our weakness, still fighting for us against our sin. His holy arm is stretched out still, stretched out to you today in his holy word, in his holy gifts, fighting for you against your enemies, strengthening you amid your own weaknesses. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice, for his holy arm is bared, and all flesh shall see the salvation of our God as you have seen it today again. So go today in the strength of the Lord. With his arm fighting for you, join in the fight as well, the fight against sin and against death and against the devil. And tell them to get lost. For the one who created all things, and the one who redeemed his people out of Egypt, and the one who brought his people back from exile in Babylon, the one who was born in Bethlehem and crucified on Calvary and rose on the third day, it is his arm that fights for you. In Jesus' name. Amen.